my baby's house. And I sat down on her step. She's that walk on in the main. Husband Jeff, husband Jeff, Sean loves you. Can't come in. Let me stand down in front of your door. I leave early in the morning, baby. Real Mandel, real Mandel, real Mandel, real Mandel, showing up there.
You're listening to R.L. Burnside. This is DJ Rubble with Rad Radio. This is a 1998 release, my favorite R.L. Burnside recording. Come On In, a bunch of electronica remixes. He was signed up by Fat Possum Records in around that time, 1997, and put out a huge body of work between then and 2004. He just died three Thursdays ago, 79 years old. Burnside was born in Holly Springs, Mississippi, hill country there. Lived there most of his life. He started playing the blues with his neighbor, Mississippi Fred McDowell, at probably about 20 years old. He migrated up to Chicago in the 50s, as many blues people did, both the promise of a job for every black person who came up in the newly formed industrial age, and a chance to make a career at the blues. Burnside didn't stay there long. He had three family members murdered there in a 9-month period and left for Holly Springs, where he lived the rest of his life, most of his life until disability retirement, was doing farm work and some fishing. But when he was in Chicago, he found his first cousin was married to Muddy Waters, learned a lot of blues hanging around Muddy Waters, and you can see the similarities. Let's go to little more of this Come On In, then we're going to span through some of his recorded music and a few little stories on his career for the next hour.
Bad guy on now. Sanctified guy on now. Mother guy was drinking, he didn't want to be around him. He was the only sanctified guy on now.
Then what happened to Foot Pedal again? Gonna be the foot. Cooking with gas now. Well, well, well.
Mother guy was drinking, he didn't want to be around. He was the only sanctified guy on now.
R.L. Burnside was first recorded sometime in the late 60s, probably around 1967. There was a little bit of commercial crossover action with the acoustic blues, probably in the folk music communities. Burnside, in reality, even at that time, was taking electric blues, slide guitar blues, in a progressive direction, which he did the rest of his life. But when the person who discovered him came down to record him, his electric guitar was broken, so he did some acoustic recordings and made a name for himself as a traditional blues revivalist. The recordings are said to be great. We're going to hear some traditional stuff that he recorded. Let's hear a couple of songs that he recorded solo in the early 90s in Phoenix. I love this one, Fireman Rings the Bell.
Fireman Rings the Bell.
Thank you all again. Thank you all again. Daddy and y'all blow the whistle on the fireman, he rang the bell. Daddy and y'all blow the whistle on the fireman, he rang the bell. Lord, I didn't have time to tell my baby farewell. My face tied to the wall. Been 90 days in jail, man. My face tied to the wall. All I could hear was my baby call. River was whiskey and I was a diving duck. The river was whiskey and I was a diving duck. Dive to the bottom and never would I come up.
Well, you know, there in Holly Springs, the little town I live out from, I went up there one Saturday morning, you know. And the people's all crowded up there around the courthouse, you know. And I've always tended to everybody else's business and left mine alone, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I just pushed through the crowd to get over there to see what's going on. I got over there and this white guy had the monkey with the little chain on him and dressed up in the little suit, and he jumping up and down. People's throwing him fives and tens. After a while, he looked on and asked me, "Hey, boy, would you hold my monkey till I go get me something to eat?" I said, "Yeah, I don't care if I didn't." He went on. He been gone about 35 minutes. They started throwing them fives and tens over there, you know. So by that time, my pocket's getting pretty heavy. See, because the monkey don't have no pocket on his clothes. I decided I'd leave town. I went on down to the bus station, told the man, said, "Give me my ticket." He said, "Where to?" I said, "None of your business." That's what's the matter now. In Mississippi, you white people want to know everything a black person do. I walked out, but once I did, I couldn't get on the train. Let's not tell them where I was going. So I went on back, bought the ticket, and got on the train. That time I was smoking, you know. We get on about Tupelo, and I done sat there and crossed my leg and lit me a cigarette. The same white guy came through that train, down through the train, set this monkey down in my lap. "Oh, this monkey." I said, "Man, get this monkey out of my lap." "Oh, that's a good monkey. He ain't gonna bother you." I said, "Man, get this monkey out of my lap. That's a good monkey. He ain't gonna bother you." I jumped up and set him down on the seat, went down through the train hollering for the conductor, you know. "Conductor, conductor." After a while, he said, "What?" I said, "You like monkeys on this train?" He said, "Shh. Just hush your mouth and ride on. They won't never know you on him." He thought I was the monkey.
The Budweiser last, I think we'll make it.
Thank you.
rugged man built up in a low boat, ties it down. The rugged man built up in a low boat, ties it down. Worked hard all my life, and I'm now being pushed around.
Thank you all again. Thank you all again now. Well, well, well.
Some acoustic R.L. Burnside there. We had the traditional rolling and tumbling. Before that, a story he told. The title track of this CD, No Monkeys on This Train, and another traditional one, Firemen Ring the Bell. If the river was whiskey, I'd go to the bottom and never come up. Burnside worked, played his guitar at evenings on weekends, including at Junior Kimbrough's Roadhouse right near him. Good whiskey drinker, storyteller, too. He had a chance to play in a European festival around 1970, and somebody discovered him there and really liked his stuff, told him if he could get himself back over there, he could book him. And he went back home, continued to work for another 10 years until his children grew up. And he created a band with his family, R.L. Burnside and the Sound Machine. Two of his sons, I believe, a son-in-law, later on his grandson got in there on drums. Here's a song from them titled after the band, the Sound Machine, coming up.
The Burnside family. This is their groove. The name of the song, the Sound Machine's Groove. Don't like that, they got a hole in their soul. Cause I love that and I'm hard to suit. I make a 52-year-old man feel like moving. How y'all take all that?
So Burnside, sometime in the 80s, retired from work on Social Security disability insurance, disabled from the farm work, started touring in Europe with the Sound Machine, also playing locally, and did well. Also picked up a crossover following in rock and roll as the band was really loud, powerful. Like a lot of other blues artists, the economics of things changed and he started getting a lot of recording done in the early 90s. Some blues producers discovered Burnside and others playing at Junior Kimbrough's Roadhouse in the early 90s, signed him up and formed the label Fat Possum Records that put out most of his music for the rest of his life, a ton of music. His story's out there. He was the subject of two movies. The first one, titled Deep Blues, where a producer went down to Mississippi and discovered a lot of blues players. Later on, 2002, an exceptional movie, You See Me Laughing, which had to do with the making of Fat Possum Records. He had rounded his band out with a guitarist named Kenny Brown, who learned playing from Burnside. He was a neighbor going over to his house after school, became a powerful guitar player, part of the extended family and Burnside's right-hand man. Here's a song they played often and loud in concert called Snake Drive from a compilation CD, Fat Possum, Not the Same Old Blues Craft. After we continue with this instrumental from Come On In. little sense of the power of his band in the 90s, The Devil But He Won't Take Me. That was titled Snake Drive. His popularity grew with music insiders, including Iggy Pop taking him on tour as a warm-up band to rev up his drug-addled career. It's hard to see how Iggy Pop could have topped that, but did well. He was discovered also by a small-time punk band, the John Spencer Blues Explosion. And he did a recording with them. On the Blues Explosion's label, titled A Ass Pocket of Whiskey, before continuing his career on Fat Possum Records. Let's play the title track from that song. A little bit of trash talking Birdside here.
I want some milk. Back years ago, in the month of June, when all those animals got together and had that party down at the house of Brother Coon. Now the little monkey, he was most delighted. He was a hot mother, because he wasn't invited. Well, late that night, he looked at his watch. See, I got 9:30. I know goddamn well it's parting time. He looked up over his nose, got that long 44, and started walking down the street. While I was walking down the street, he was walking slow. He kicked ahead of his ass and dared a lie on the road. Then he went on down to this building where they was having this party at. And he made a loud knock on the door. Say, you mammy fuckers, in there dragging your goddamn tardy. Say, if you don't give me some of that shit, then I'm gonna bring up the motherfucking party. I got a ass pocket of whiskey and a front pocket of gin. You know, open this door, I'm gonna kick the motherfucker in. That's when the lion jumped up, you know. Said, listen to that little squirt out there talking shit and couldn't mean a thing. Trying to bullshit the public and know damn well I'm the gang. But you open the door and open it wide, and the little bad mugger steps inside. Ah, you motherfucker, get up off them snake toes and quit your clown, cause you know you're wrong. Throw queen of diamonds on the table and four diamonds in the floor. And cut the lights out with his 44. By that time, when the pimp got the light, he jumped up on the counter and throwed back his vest. Say, every motherfucker in here is on the rest. He the police, you know. Thank you. you know.
Wow!
Yeah!
Hey!
Hey!
Wow!
Yeah! Woo!
Well, well, well.
Yeah!
Hey, RL.
Hey!
RL Burnside.
Talk to me now.
RL.
Huh?
RL, listen, man. I'm a little short of money right now, and I was wondering. RL, you got 40 nickels?
I need
40 nickels for a bag of potato chips. Come on, man.
If you don't get out of my face quick, I'm going to kick your ass, you son of a bitch.
Ow!
I tell you what.
Come on, I need 40 nickels. I'm not talking about the big bag of potato chips.
I tell you what, if you don't get out of here and make it fast, I'm going to put my foot right in your ass.
Oh!
Hey!
Oh!
Yeah!
Oh!
Hey!
I just went on and told her. you know.
It's Bad, You Know, off the CD Come On In. The critics assailed that CD in 98, claiming that Fat Possum had corrupted R.L. Burnside, but hardly so. That song was a commercial radio hit, mild commercial radio hit, and songs from that CD were used in a number of movies and TV shows. Burnside went from, in the early 90s, subsisting on a Social Security disability insurance check of over $100 to a steady stream of albums, multiple albums a year, at least from 98 through 2003. He had four releases in 2001 alone and was said to have earned $175,000 that year. That and his touring career culminated with a live album called Burnside on Burnside, recorded at a club in Oregon on Burnside Avenue. Let's hear a cut from that. That was his last album, and it was somewhere around 2002, maybe 2003, I think around 2002 at 75 years old, after this recording, when he stopped his touring career but continued recording. Let's hear Skinny Woman. Burnside stopped playing in 2004 altogether after a heart attack, which he never recovered from. He died September 1st. He was recorded earlier in the year. He was interviewed earlier in the year and asked about his modern crossover music, especially the electronica music, he said, yeah, it's okay, but I like my music better. He was said to be kind of bemused by the widespread popularity of his music, but went right ahead. His final release, A Bothered Mind, came out in late 2004, and it was Burnside's blues mixed with hip-hop backing, including several names in hip-hop. We're going to go out with two songs he recorded on that album with Bay Area rap star Lyrics Born.
Let's get this thing moving.